Praise God. We're going to get right to the word today. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Luke chapter 2. And we're going to look at verses 18 through 20. In Luke chapter 2. We're going to look at verses 18 through 20. And as we get there, and we focus our hearts to receive from God. Amen. I need to receive from God this morning.
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
Amen. I need the Lord. Amen. And I need a word from God. Amen. One word can change your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
One simple word from God. Because every word God speaks is anointed. That means it has the power to destroy yokes and to remove burdens.
Amen.
And if you have a burden in your life, you need the anointing. If you have a yoke in your life, you need the anointing of God to break it and to remove the burden.
Amen.
So we praise God that every word God speaks is anointed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we're looking for an anointed word today. Amen. We don't need a word from the preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't care if the preacher got a sermon. I need a word from God.
Amen.
Amen. And if the preacher is God's vessel, then I'm a happy man. Amen. Pray for me that I be God's vessel today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at Luke chapter 2, verse 18 through 20. I know we're there, so let's read it together. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Let's pray. Father, we come before you now, God, and Father, we're desiring to hear your voice through your word. And so, Father, we're praying that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth, that this word of God will burn deeply in our heart, giving us revelation and shedding light on the things that we need to know. Father, I humble myself under your hand now and pray that you will use me for your glory. I pray, God, that you will bless your people, O God, with receptive ears and a receptive heart to hear and to receive what you have for them on this day. And Father, we just thank you by faith for releasing your anointing and blessing us with your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at the scripture again, amen. Luke 2, 18 through 20, and it says, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Amen. If you're inclined, amen, our title today, if you want to write it down, is A Christmas State of Mind. Amen. That's what we want to have. That's where we want to be. We want to have a Christmas state of mind. And as we look at these scriptures, amen, the Spirit of the living God focuses our attention on Mary.
Yeah.
And not only on Mary, but on her response to the shepherd's report concerning the birth of Jesus. And if you think about it, that's an appropriate thing to focus on, right? Mary's response to the shepherd's report concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. I believe that at Christmas time, our hearts and our minds should be focused on the report concerning the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
Because after all, that is what we are celebrating. And I know we have all these other things, and we celebrate family, and we celebrate friends and all of that. But the thing is, we really are celebrating the report from heaven that Jesus was born. And we want to look how at Mary and how she responded, because maybe we can come away with something that can help us in our appropriate response to the good news that Jesus Christ is born. In verse 19 of Luke chapter 2, it says that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds came with the report of what they had seen and heard, and the scripture says that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's what it says in King James Version. In the New Living Translation, it says that Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. She thought about them often. The New American Standard Bible says that Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And then finally, the God's Word translation combines these in a sense and says that Mary treasured all these things in her heart and always thought about them. Think about that, amen. Mary receives the report from the shepherds regarding the birth announcement. Because that's what the shepherds received. They received the birth announcement.
Yeah.
Right? That born this day in the city of David is a Savior. And they came and they told Mary and the others who were there. They reported on what the angel had said unto them. And Mary kept them and pondered them. God's Word translation says she treasured them and always thought about them. Isn't that the response, amen, that we want to gather from thinking about the birth of Christ? It shouldn't be a glancing or passing thought in our mind. It should be something that's treasured. It should be something that is thought about often. But too often we rush through the Christmas season, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We rush through the Christmas season because our lives are already busy. And then Christmas comes and brings all these other activities.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Huh.
Right? Wrapping up gifts. Putting up decorations. Trimming the tree. Going to parties. Sending out Christmas cards. As if you didn't have already enough to do. Now, Christmas brings all these other activities and crams them into the 3 weeks or so following Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And so a lot of times we're very busy during Christmas time. And so we sort of give passing thought to the things of God. Isn't that an amazing thing? This is the season about celebrating the birth of Christ. And yet we kind of rushed through it. But Mary took her time and heard some things, and she thought about them, treasured them, amen, and did it often. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, then I believe we are better served to follow Mary's example, right? To take the time to think about Jesus' birth, to think about what that means, to think about it often, and to treasure it.
Yeah.
To treasure means to cherish it, to prize the thing. Amen? You don't take it for granted. It's something that is of immense value to you. Mary recalled, she pondered, she thought about, she treasured not only what the shepherds told her, but she had to be thinking about these things in terms of what she had already been told. Because she had been told some things prior to this day. She was told that she would give birth to the Christ, that she would give birth to the Messiah. And she treasured that. And we should treasure it too. How many of you know it's a great truth that unto us a Savior has been born.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great truth.
Yes.
Because if it was not a truth for us, then where would we be? We would be lost in our sins. Mm-hmm. But that's a great truth. And it's something that we should give deep thought. That's what ponder means, amen? Ponder means to think about something carefully. Mm-hmm. Right? When you ponder something, you think about it carefully. If you had a picture, it'd be like this. You know what I mean? You'd be thinking about the thing carefully.
Yeah.
How many of us engage in careful thinking? Huh. Do you hear what I said?
Yeah.
How many of us engage in careful thinking? What's the opposite of careful thinking? Careless thinking. And a lot of us, amen, we just let thoughts run through our mind. We let thoughts have control.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
We let thoughts just come.
Yeah.
That's why we get mad at folk, because we just let thoughts run uncontrolled.
Uh-huh.
How many of you know that's not Bible?
No, it's not.
Bible says cast down imagination.
Yes.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity.
Yes.
Every thought.
Yes.
To the obedience of Christ. In other words, don't let your thoughts run wild. It says capture your thoughts.
Yes.
Bring them into captivity.
Yes.
See, that's the only way you can engage in careful thinking.
Uh-huh.
See, the devil will drop some thoughts in your mind about how your wife is disrespecting you, and how your neighbor is doing this to you, and how your brother is doing that to you. And if you let that thought run wild, you then will be running wild.
Wow.
But you need to capture that thought.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
And carefully consider it and see whether it lines up with the truth as you know it to be.
That's true.
I believe that there would be fewer divorces and strain in marriages if more spouses would capture the thoughts that Satan brings into their head about their spouse.
Yes.
And then
you
line it up with that spouse that you know to be, and you go, my husband's not like that.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You know how many arguments would be avoided if you stop letting that thought just run through your mind about how your wife feels and all that? And if the husband would capture the thought and say, my wife is not like that.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Yes.
Careful thinking.
Yes.
But in order to think carefully, you got to capture thoughts. And it takes time to capture stuff that's running.
Amen.
When thoughts are running, it takes time to capture them.
Amen.
So pondering is careful thinking. And Mary engaged in some careful thinking. And shouldn't we engage in careful thinking when it comes to the birth of Christ? Of what that means for us personally. What that means for us right now. And what that means for us for all eternity. What does it mean? Amen. What does it mean, or what could it mean for our loved ones and our friends and for those in our circle of influence? Amen. If they too could come to know that Christ is the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I believe that God is saying to us on this morning that we should take some time to ponder the truth of what God has done for us. Amen. To ponder the truth that Christ is born. We should take some time to ponder the things that God has done for us, the people that God has placed in our lives.
Yes.
We should ponder the promises that God has made, those that he has kept and those that he will keep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we shouldn't rush through this season. This season should bring us face to face with the fact that we need to stop and, like Mary, just give some thought to what we're hearing.
Yeah.
Stop rushing around so much. I know there's a lot of things to do, but it doesn't take that much time to ponder. Do you know that you could take 3 minutes just to stop and ponder? You know what I mean? Just take 3 minutes to back away from your life. I often say this, Sister Vanilla. I said, sometimes, I don't know if you ever feel like this, sometimes I feel like I'm running after my own life. And what I mean by that is that it's like I'm always trying to catch up.
Yeah.
You ever feel like you're always trying to catch up?
Yeah.
There's housework to do, and there's projects at work to do, and there's things for your family, there's phone calls to make, and it seems like there's always something. It seems like I'm running after my life.
True.
I'm tired of running after my life, amen? I'm just going to have to sit down Amen. And think about some things. And think about things that really matter.
Yes.
It's a funny thing about thinking. God is concerned with how we think. Like he said, capture every thought. Bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Paul told the church, he said, think on things that are true and honest, just and pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous and deserving of praise. He said, think on these things.
Uh-huh.
If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. David wrote, amen, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And God says, as a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
So do you see how dangerous it is then to just let your thoughts run wild?
My God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And especially when it comes to things that are so important, amen, like the birth of Christ. Here it is Christmas time, and if we're Christians, we should at least take some time and say, you know what? Forget the shopping for a moment. Forget this, forget that. I'm going to sit here. Maybe it's in the morning. Maybe it's early in the afternoon. Maybe it's late at night before you close your eyes. And just give some thought.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. Just give some thought to what it means that Christ is born.
Yes.
Now, let's think about something. Let's think about God's messengers in this story. Because God's messengers were the shepherds. And at this time, at the time of Jesus' birth, shepherds were the low men on the totem pole.
Yeah.
In society. They were like tax collectors and dung sweepers. Yeah, they were people whose job was just to... Somebody had to do it, amen? And shepherds were just, they were the low people on the totem pole. But how many of you know it wasn't always this way?
Mm.
Some of the great men in the Bible were shepherds, right? Abraham was a shepherd.
Yeah.
Moses was a shepherd.
Yes.
David was a shepherd.
Yes.
Amen. And in fact, God is often described as a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
My shepherd. Yes.
I shall not want.
Yes.
And in John chapter 10, Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
Yes.
But at this time, amen, shepherds were low on the totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the story, amen, in the earlier portions of Luke chapter 2, that the shepherds were doing what? Abiding in the field. Yeah. That means that they were doing their job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were doing, listen to that, they were doing their job. They were tending to their God-given work. I believe something, amen. No matter what job you have, you should look at that as a God-given job.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It may not be the greatest thing in the world, but it's a God-given thing.
Yes, it is.
And we do not despise the things God gives us.
Mm-hmm.
You may be working in the mailroom, but that's a God-given job.
Yes.
And maybe you're destined for something greater, but while you're in that God-given job,
amen,
you need to do that job,
amen,
to the best of your ability, giving honor to God in the doing,
amen,
of it.
Amen.
Amen. It's a God-given job. So here these shepherds were. They have the lowest jobs in society, but they're abiding in it.
Mm.
They're faithful in it. Why? Because it's God-given work.
Mm-hmm.
And while, watch this, and while they are engaged in this lowly, from society's perspective, profession, but while they are abiding in their God-given work, they receive a visit from heaven.
Amen.
Now think about that for a second. We talked about this, I believe, before.
Mm-hmm.
Moses, when he heard from God, when he saw the burning bush, and God spoke to him from the burning bush, Moses was leading his father-in-law's sheep. He was tending to his father-in-law's sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard, or he saw, God. David was out tending to his father's sheep when Samuel came to the house looking for the next king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
All David's other brothers are in the house. But David was out because Samuel had to say, is these all your sons? And Jesse said, no, I got a younger son. He's out tending the sheep, but you couldn't possibly want him. And Samuel said, we ain't going to sit down to eat until you bring him in the house. And when he brought him in the house, he anointed David as the next king. Peter and Andrew were casting their nets when Jesus called them. James and John were mending their nets with their father when Jesus called them. What was God saying? When you're faithful in your secular calling, sometimes God comes a calling and changes your life. That's why no matter what job you have, be faithful in it. Because in your faithfulness, you may get a visit from heaven that will change your life forever. There are so many people who are fasting and praying and hoping to hear from God. And God is saying, if you would just show up to work on time every day. If you would stop leaving early. If you would stop surfing the internet when you're supposed to be working. If you would be faithful in this job that I've given you, I would visit you from heaven and call you to your next station in life.
My God.
But no, we got to be all spiritual. I'm going to fast, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to throw some oil on my head that I bought from the store that has some special powers in it. But really, it's doing the simple things. Being faithful in the things that God has given you. God is saying unto you, be faithful in your secular calling. Put in an honest day's work every day, because that may lead to you getting a visit from heaven that will change your life. Don't you know these shepherds' lives were changed forever? And it wasn't because they were going to Mount St. Bethel of the Mount of Olives Baptist Church in Christ. No! It's because they were faithfully abiding in the field. And God often speaks to people who are just simply carrying out their jobs faithfully. Look at Moses. Look at David. Look at Peter and Andrew. Look at James and John. Look at you. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Matthew Henry, one of the great biblical scholars, he says this. I want you to listen to this carefully. He says, we are not out of the way of divine visits when we are employed in an honest calling and abide with God in it. We are not out of the way. In other words, don't think that divine visits from God are no way of happening simply because you are flipping burgers or delivering mail or standing guard or doing whatever you have to do in your vocation. He says, if it's an honest calling and you abide with God in the doing of it, that divine callings are possible. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
That God will speak to you in the middle of your job and open up visions and dreams in your heart that will lead you to that next place that he has for you. The shepherds were faithful to their secular calling, and they were rewarded with a higher calling from God. Amen? But watch this. Moses and David and Peter and Andrew and James and John, they were called to things for the rest of their life. They left behind their vocation, and they became preachers of the gospel and writers of the gospels, amen, and all that kind of thing. But the shepherds, we're told in verse number 20, that after they gave the news, they returned to the field. See, some people just get used for an occasion. Some people get used for the rest of their lives. But how many of you know, whether it's for an occasion or for the rest of your life, how many of you know it's good to be used by God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So be faithful in what you're doing. But these were the messengers that God had. And he sent them, and he encourages us that we can be used to bring good news to people as well. We can be used of God to do great things if we simply will be faithful in the little things, right?
Amen.
Right? Those who are faithful in least, God says what? Will also be faithful in much.
Yep.
Let's consider Mary, because the messengers came, these shepherds came, but they came with a message. And the message that they came with was based on their experience. Because when they were abiding in the field, we know certain things happened. So what did they tell Mary? They came and they told Mary, as we see in verse 9 of Luke chapter 2, that an angel of the Lord came to them. They told Mary that the glory of the Lord shone all about them. They told Mary that the angel said unto them, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. They told Mary that the angel said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. They told Mary that the angel said, you will have a sign, that you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. And finally, they told Mary that as the angel was there, a heavenly host appeared and praised God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what they told Mary. And Mary heard this. And she started to ponder. She started to think carefully about this. And she started to line this up with what the angel Gabriel had told her. Because she had heard some stuff herself 9 months ago. She heard the angel Gabriel say to her that she was blessed and highly favored. She heard the angel Gabriel say to her that she was going to give birth to the Son of God. She heard Gabriel tell her that he would be given the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And now she's hearing what these shepherds are saying, and she's trying to line this up.
Yeah.
But she also heard other things. She heard from her relative Elizabeth. Remember, Elizabeth told her that she was blessed among women.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She told her, blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Yeah.
She told her that you are the mother of my Lord. She told her, amen, she told her that she's blessed, that Mary is blessed, because she believed that God would fulfill the promise that he's spoken unto her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now she's lining this up with what the shepherds are saying. And then Mary thought about something else. She thought about Joseph. Because, see, you remember Joseph was about to divorce Mary.
Yeah.
Put her away privately. Huh. Right? But he was visited by an angel in a dream. And he was told certain things that we have to believe at some point he told Mary. He was told that which was conceived in Mary was of the Holy Ghost. I'm sure he told Mary that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he told Mary that. He was told that you are going to have a son and you are going to call his name Jesus.
Yes.
I'm sure he told Mary that. And Jesus means the Lord saves. And Joseph was also told that Jesus would save the people from their sins. I'm sure he told Mary that. And so Mary had all these things going on. Things that she had been told by her husband. Things that she had been told by her relatives. Things that she had been told by the angel Gabriel. And now these shepherds come some 9 months later saying, we have something to tell you. While we were abiding in the field, God came and visited us and said a Savior is born, and that if we would come and find the sign of the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, we would find the Savior that was born in the city of David. And Mary, as everybody else is probably, oh, glory to God, glory to God. Mary is just sitting there. Glory to God. Let everybody else yell and scream and shout, amen. But sometimes you need to be over in the corner just pondering something.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You need to ponder some stuff, amen. And Mary's just sitting there pondering all these things. And she's giving thought about this news that she received from the shepherd. And it was a lot to consider because some of it was confirmation. I was told this already. How many of you know in 9 months, Mary's conviction could have waned a little bit?
Yes.
It's been 9 long months.
Yeah.
Amen. It could have waned a little bit, because she could have been thinking, wait a minute, I got the Son of God and I can't even get a room at the Ramada. Come on, somebody. I'm about to give birth to the Son of God and I can't even get in. Her faith could have waned a little bit. And so God made sure that on the same night that Jesus is born, I'm sending confirmation to you, Mary, just in case your faith is starting to waver. I'm giving you something to think about.
Amen.
How many times does God give us things to think about, but we're so busy rapping and shopping and partying and card sending and all these other things, and we miss the opportunity to get the confirmation of our promise that God has already spoken?
Take
time to ponder. Stop going so fast.
Yes.
You need your faith to be re-energized and strengthened. And so Mary takes time to ponder. She takes time to think carefully and deeply, to treasure things in her heart. She didn't rush on to other things because this was far too important.
Amen.
I read somewhere where it said that we are delivered from errors in judgment and practice when we take time to ponder. Hear that again. We are delivered from errors in judgment and practice when we take time to ponder. In other words, judgment is decision making. Thoughts. We're delivered from erroneous thoughts and decision making when we take time to ponder. That's what we were saying about the spouse. Amen. When the devil tries to plant things in your head about your spouse and you start to think them too. Sometimes you just get a thought that pops into your head about somebody and it's not good. What that person did to you, you just minding your business. It's almost like something just drops out of the sky into your head. That ever happened to you?
Yeah.
It just drops. Because that's Satan just waiting for the time when your guard is down and he shoots that thing into your heart.
Yeah.
And he's hoping you go and run with it.
Yeah.
But see, we will be delivered from errors in judgment when we ponder.
Amen.
We will be delivered from errors in practice. That's the things we do. Those are our actions and our conduct. We will be delivered from errors in conduct when we ponder. Before I go and do that thing, I'm going to think about it. Oh, do you know there are people in jail and in the grave right now who, if they had another chance, would give us a thought before they went and did that.
Amen.
And you say, well, I'm not in jail and I'm not in the grave. Listen, I want you to know, some of us are in jail. See, jail is not always just a prison.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. There's bondage that we can have in the spirit realm because we rush to make a decision or to go and do an action. Amen.
Amen.
Stop and ponder. And that's what we can get from Mary. So God had a message for Mary from the shepherds, but he also today has a message for us.
Amen.
What's the message? The message is to take time to ponder the truth that unto you is born a Savior.
Yes.
Amen. This is Christmas time. You at least need to ponder that a Savior was born unto me.
Yes.
Make it personal. Amen. Amen. Unto me. The Savior was born. God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
Make it personal, amen. God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son. There's a Savior whose name is Christ the Lord. Ponder that. That's good news.
Amen.
If you've accepted Jesus, what does that mean? That means you have eternal life. That means you are part of the family of the living God. That means all the promises of God are yea and amen in your life.
Yes, it is.
That means that you have been given the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Ponder that. Amen. As you sit there, amen, in your cold apartment, as you sit there with barely enough food in the refrigerator, but you have something greater.
Yes.
Easy for you to say you have this. No, I got my own issues. There's nobody walking around that doesn't have issues.
That's right.
There's no one walking around that doesn't have challenges. But if you are saved, if you know Christ as the Savior, you can be lifted up out of your situation and circumstance if you would just ponder what it means.
Amen.
Amen. That unto you is born a Savior.
Yes. Yes.
Take the time to think about it.
Amen.
Take the time to think about the wonderful people God has put in your life.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes. Yes.
I understand something to be a truth. We are very good at judging and finding fault with the people who are closest to us. I wish I knew why. Why is it that you can like your co-worker so much who is a close cousin of the devil? He ain't even second, third move. He's first cousin. And you can think he's all that, but you can't stand your own son.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Your own brother.
Oh, my goodness.
How can that be? And you know why you don't like your son and your brother? Because they do things like they smack their mouth. I hate eating with him. Every time I eat with him, he just smacks his mouth.
Oh, gosh.
Why do we criticize the ones we love so much?
Wow.
Why do we see their every fault? Why do we always need to fix them?
Wow.
Exactly.
Why are you always trying to fix your wife? If you would do it this way.
Oh, Lord.
Why are you always trying to fix your husband? Why can't you just realize that, yes, yes, your loved ones have faults just like you do?
Yeah.
But praise be unto God. Amen. And don't you know the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. And so if you love them, amen, then all that stuff is what?
Relevant.
It's covered.
Amen.
And yet we find fault. And I know your husband's not perfect. I know your wife is not perfect. I know your children, your parents aren't perfect. Your brothers and your sisters, they're not perfect. But I tell you one thing. If you would stop to think about it for a moment, most of the people in your life are good people, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Most of the people that God has placed in your life are good people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And instead of finding a fault with them and talking about how this friend doesn't call you as much as they used to and all that, they're good people.
Yes, yeah.
They're not perfect, but they're good people.
Yes, yes.
And so ponder the thing, the fact that God has blessed me. Can I say this?
Yes, sir.
You don't deserve the people in your life.
Wow.
You don't deserve the people in your life. God has blessed you with the people in your life.
Yes, yes.
And instead of walking around like you deserve better, you can only do this, you should be grateful for God blessing you with good people that you don't deserve. So ponder, amen, at Christmas time, amen. If you're saved, I have a Savior. Amen. I'm saved now. I got a relationship with God now, and it's only going to get sweeter as the days go on. And one of these days, amen, I'm going to see him face to face.
Yes, most definitely.
And not only that, he's blessed me with good, beautiful people in my life.
Amen.
And just as Mary treasured the thoughts and the message and the report she got from the shepherds, you should treasure the people that God has placed in your life.
Yes.
Stop criticizing them and cherish them. Stop picking at them and cherish them.
Yes.
Just
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You got some good people in your life. I know your kid doesn't listen. I know it seems like their ears don't work. I know. I get it. Believe me. I know. You want to give them some new batteries. Put these batteries in your ear. I get it. I get it. I do. But I'm telling you this. If your kid is home, and your kid is respectful for the most part, and your kid goes to school every day, and your kid, amen, is doing those things, ain't running the street. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Ain't slinging drugs.
Yes.
Ain't coming to the door talking about I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Amen. You need to be grateful and thankful and think on those things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then we also need to ponder as Mary did, amen, because she was pondering these wonderful things in her life. I got this man who didn't leave me when I told him that the Holy Ghost got me pregnant. He stayed by my side and he's still here. I got this wonderful baby, now I'm getting all this wonderful news. She was pondering things, man, about the people in her life. And she also was pondering, I believe, the promises of God. The things that she heard from Gabriel and that Elizabeth had said and that Joseph had said and now that these shepherds were saying. She was pondering these promises in her life. And, well, shouldn't we do the same thing?
Amen.
Do you know God has made promises to all of us in his word? We all share those promises.
Uh-huh.
But God also has made some promises to you.
Uh-huh.
You know what they are. He's spoken to your heart.
Yes.
And he says some things to you that he hasn't said to somebody else.
That's true. That's true.
And you need to ponder those things. Maybe it's been a long time. But continue to think on them. Don't let them go. Continue to think on the promises that God has made to you, knowing that God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes, sir.
If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. Now, one word of God falls to the ground. That means not one word of God fails.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's faithful. But you got to ponder the thing. You got to think on those things. Amen. Elizabeth said to Mary, she said, you're blessed because you believe in the performance of those things which were told of you of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she said, you're blessed because you believe God's going to fulfill the things he spoke to you.
Mm.
Do you hear that? You're blessed because you believe what God has spoken to you.
Mm.
You're not blessed because you got a car. You're blessed because you believe the things that God has spoken to you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. You're not blessed by a house. You're blessed because you believe God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
And so here it is Christmas season, you can feel I'm not blessed. Maybe you need to think, maybe you need to ponder the things God said and then simply say this, Lord, I believe you.
Yes, yes.
I don't understand it. I don't even see it.
Yes.
I can't even conceive it.
Yes.
But you know what I can do?
Yes.
I believe you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Didn't we see the scripture today about the centurion? Wasn't that part of our scripture?
Uh-huh.
That he said
uh-huh.
that because you have believed, he said, fear not, believe only. And he might speak the word only. He said, and he said, listen, he said, you, he said, as you believe, it's going to be done unto you. So this is not a time God is saying to us to rush through life. Right?
Uh-huh.
To get all harried and frazzled and annoyed and frustrated because this society tells us that this season demands such things. Commercials come on. Oh, you're so busy this season, you don't have time. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Don't tell me what I got time for.
Uh-huh.
I got time enough to sit down
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Don't tell me I don't have time to sit down. Yeah. I just have to make a decision to stop doing this and just take. Nobody's saying to you, you got to ponder for 3 hours, but maybe just 5 minutes of quieting your spirit would do it. Amen. This is not a time to be running crazy, but this is a time to get quiet in your spirit, to ponder, to think long and hard about the things that you have because Jesus is your Savior. To ponder the wonderful people God has put in your life. Yeah. To ponder the many promises that He has made and kept, and the one that He made and is going to keep. Because I believe that if we would do that, that our hearts will be filled with hope and joy and peace.
Amen.
And this has nothing to do with what you get for Christmas.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with what's under the tree or what you're able to buy or not able to buy.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you now, amen, you can't buy hope and peace and joy.
That's right. That's right.
And no one can give you hope and peace and joy from a department store.
That's right.
Amen.
In a package.
That's right.
It only comes, I believe, when we treasure some things and ponder them in our hearts. And the truth that Jesus is my Savior. That I have wonderful people in my life.
Amen.
And I have awesome and precious promises of God that belong to me.
Amen.
Listen, we're going to close. And I'm just going to say this. Amen. I know that you know, some people say, well, that's easy for you to say. No, it's not easy for me to say. Amen. Everybody got issues and challenges and problems.
Uh-huh.
Everybody here has a reason to be mad or sad or disappointed or hurt. Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I know we do as a family. This is the first family. This is the first Christmas without my mom.
Uh-huh.
And it's the second Christmas without our son.
Uh-huh.
I got reason to be sad and mad and disappointed and confused and frustrated. I got amen. And you got some too.
Uh-huh.
Everybody got some.
Everybody.
For some of you, you just got laid off last week. I get it. For some, you just got served the divorce papers. I get it. But I'm saying to you, everybody got something.
Yes.
Everybody's carrying around a burden.
Uh-huh.
I get it. But if you belong to Christ, there's still some things that you should take the time to ponder and to treasure up in your heart.
Yes.
Because with all the pain and the heartache and the frustration you may be going through, if you belong to Christ, you are more blessed than anything else.
Amen. 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 Amen.
You are more blessed than anything else. But what that takes is getting into a Christmas state of mind.
Yes.
It's about taking the time to ponder and to think carefully on some things and not just let the thoughts run wild.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know you're hurt. I know you're in pain. I know you're disappointed. I know you're disillusioned. I know all these things are happening. But if you belong to Christ, you have a Savior that's born unto you. You have great people. You have great promises in your life. Don't rush through life. Don't try to drown out your sorrows in Jack Daniels. Don't try to go party your way to happiness and all these kinds of things and shout till you drop and do all those types of things because that's not going to help you.
Nope.
But quiet your spirit and hear the angels' voices. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, quiet your spirit and prepare him room in your heart.
Amen.
Quiet your spirit and say to yourself that heaven and nature is not going to sing by themselves, but I'm going to sing with them that a Savior is born in the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is what we have to do. But it doesn't take, you know, it's not about activity. If anything, it's about dialing back.
That's right.
Turning down the volume on your life. Amen. Because sometimes your life, like mine, life gets too loud.
Yes.
There's just too much noise. Too many voices. Too much to do. Amen. Turn down the volume on your life. And get into that Christmas state of mind where you can sit and ponder and think about the many blessings that you have in Christ. Amen.
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 And that's what we see from Mary. And I'm praying, amen, that this will be something that you would just take the time. It doesn't take much. Amen. Even as you go home today, before you turn on the football game, go ahead and turn on your football game. You understand? Uh-huh. Go ahead and turn on your Lifetime movie or whatever it is you want to watch. But maybe before you do that, you just take 5 minutes to go and shut the door and say, you know what, Lord? I'm just going to get quiet.
Yeah.
Because this is Christmas, amen? Uh-huh. I'm just going to get quiet. I'm going to ponder some things. I'm going to think about some things. And Lord, if you got something to tell me, Lord, I'm all ears.
Amen.
I know that seems corny, but that could be the difference between you staying in the Christmas state of mind and losing your mind. Of course, you run around trying to do all this other stuff.
Amen.
Amen. We are people who are most blessed.
Yeah.
Because we have Christ, our Savior. I'm thankful for my wife, amen. And for my friends, and
amen.
And for all you guys. And amen. I got things to be thankful for. Do I got things to be sad about? Yeah, I do. I do. Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, you do. But you have things also to ponder and treasure, too.
Amen.
Amen. Because even with my loved ones who are going on, amen, and if you have loved ones who are going on, but they're in Christ, amen, you can treasure one, their memory, and second, you can treasure the truth that you're going to see him again.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. It all depends on what you take the time to bring into captivity and say, this is what I'm going to carefully think about and cherish in my heart.
That's
amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God that Christ is born. Amen. Let's rest on our feet and pray this prayer. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, God, that born this day in the city of David is a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Yes.
And Father, help us to ponder all the precious promises concerning the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ,
Lord.
And what it means for us, what it means for our loved ones, what it means for this entire world.
Yes,
God, let us take the time to carefully consider what it is to be a part of the family of God.
Yes, Lord.
And to receive all the blessings that you have given us, and to be thankful for. For those, oh God, that you've given us, for those that are on the way. And Father God, even though we go through this life, and Father, we're not immune from pain and disappointment, from heartache and sorrow. Father, you are the great comforter, and you comfort us in all of our discomfort, all of our pain, and all of our tears.
Yes.
And so, Father, even now, God, even though things may not be going exactly the way we would want them to be, and if we could change things, we would change things. Father, let us yet carefully consider that all things, the good and the bad, are working together for the good.
Yes.
And let us trust you, O God, just as we have trusted you for our salvation. Let us trust you for every detail of our lives, believing, God, that you care for us.
Yes.
You said that the hairs on our head are numbered. That is how closely you are mindful of everything that we're going through. And if you clothe the lilies of the field and you feed the birds, oh God, how much more will you take care of us? And so, Father, we are grateful that we have all that we need in you. We have Christ as our Savior. We have beautiful people in our lives.
Yeah.
And we have the promise of God founded on your love for us that never fails. And so, Father, at this Christmas time, we can't help but rejoice. We can't help but lift up our hearts and lift up our voices and sing songs of praise and glory unto you and unto Jesus Christ our King. And so, Father, we are grateful at this Christmas time, before we open nary a present, before we open any cards, before we do any of the traditional things, we can declare right here and right now as we ponder and think upon these things that we are blessed, that we are
excited, that we are happy.
Yes.
And that, Father God, that we are grateful for all that you are doing.
Yes.
And shall do for us. So, Father, we give you the praise right now. And, Father, may we take the time in the days ahead.
Yes.
To just simply get quiet before you, that we may ponder all the many blessings that we have in Christ Jesus, and that our hearts truly will be filled with hope, peace, and joy, not only this season, but God, truly, even beyond. And we thank you right now for bringing us and putting us and keeping us in a Christmas state of mind. We give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.